Right now, from a practical clinical perspective, what's your algorithm as patients develop progressive disease in terms of the way you approach the selection of systemic agents?
Post-transplant relapse?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think the first question is, how long was that first remission, and what did they see at the very beginning, and what was the kind of response they got? I think that if patients are in an unmaintained remission and they relapse, and they got, say, RVD up front, then you could look at a combination either bortezomib with Doxil, bortezomib with Dex, lenalidomide with Dex. I think you could retreat them with doublets to try and get responses. We find this situation, the first relapse, to be perfect for evaluation of new agents with either bortezomib or new agents with lenalidomide in the clinical trial setting, because this gives you a nice clean landscape against which you know the response rate and durability of that single agent, and can that new agent really enhance the responses there. So that's where we try and really plug in a lot of patients to clinical trials.
What are some of the other agents and regimens that you utilize as patients develop progressive disease?
Yeah, I think that there are now a number of different combinations that are using either, again, RVD in the relapse setting has been reported by Paul Richardson as being very active. Even if you don't get objective responses, I've had a number of patients that have been stable for over a year with RVD and are continuing to do well, are up, you know, hanging out with their kids, working, doing whatever they want to do. I think that the other thing we're starting to do is to introduce cytotoxic agents, so the combination of cyclophosphamide, oral cyclophosphamide with Len-Dex, or oral cyclophosphamide with bortezomib-Dex, clearly is a very active regimen. Again, the Doxil-bortezomib combination has been very nicely studied. Doxil is being added to lenalidomide as well. And then, again, the new agents that we mentioned earlier, the HSP90 inhibitors, the monoclonal antibodies, and I think the HDAC inhibitors, to me, are going to be the big, big news, I hope, for the next year or so, because adding those in with bortezomib or lenalidomide, I think, is really going to enhance the efficacy of both drugs.
Where do you see Doxil heading, either in the earlier setting or in how do you use it right now in the later disease situation?
Yeah, Doxil, I think, is a drug clearly that in the relapse setting has established itself in combination with bortezomib. Obviously, that was an improvement in overall survival. I think that the data is emerging now with lenalidomide, but it's not quite solid. It's not quite there yet. In the upfront setting, there have been a couple of folks that have done trials with bortezomib, Doxil, and Dex, or just bortezomib and Doxil, a sort of a steroid-sparing induction regimen, which can be very nice for diabetic patients. And I think that that's an evolution as well. And through the MMRC, the Multiple Myeloma Research Consortium, we're taking that RVD regimen and adding Doxil to it to see whether we can go to a four-drug, a CHOP-like regimen that really does get significantly higher, not just responses, but CRs, complete remissions, in that sense. So I think there will be a move to bring it up front.